Yes, people. Welcome to the Property Strategies Podcast.
Yo, people, what are you saying?
Come on.
It's your boy Kenny.
It's your boy Akin.
Yeah, Goku's not here with us today.
The big bro ain't here today.
The big bro is not. He's not my big bro.
He's my big bro. Be my big cuz. Yeah.
No, but he's not here with us today. He couldn't make it down, but he sends his love.
Come on.
So, you know, this is Rent to Rent month.
Come on. Let's go.
So, obviously, we thought that this month we're just going to kick it off with stories about Rent to Rent. Bring on people who are currently doing or have done Rent to Rent.
Yeah.
Just so that you can learn from them. And, yeah, we want to also give you some lessons just on things that we've learned during the journey.
I'm excited for this month, man. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, man. Me too. Like, we've been thinking about bringing this out for ages.
Trust me.
You know, but then every time we want to bring it out, we notice that we could have done something better. And then we go and do it up again and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, it's been a long time coming. And I'm excited.
This is how we started as well. Like, obviously, the podcast, we first started like 3 years ago now. It's crazy I even said that 3 years.
It's crazy. Yeah, it is
crazy. But the first sort of strategy that we spoke about intensely, or you know, we focused on, was Rent to Rent.
Yep.
You know, it's how we all kind of started our journey into property kind of thing. Well, especially me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was almost a stepping stone for other things within business, property, everything, you know, around it. So I'm excited to just kind of revisit it, but this time go deep. And obviously, at the end of the month, we've got the course. At the end of the month, we're dropping the course this coming week. But this is Rent to Rent month, so we're going to be plugging it all throughout the month, you know, with the guests and all the other people are going to come and share stories and lessons and stuff.
So, Yeah, man. So can't wait for that drop finally. Honestly, this is the best Rent to Rent course out
there. Yeah, I was going to say, like, how do you feel before we get into the episode? What do you think about the course?
Like, this is the best Rent to Rent course out there because it focuses solely on like the educational aspect of in an easy to understand way.
Facts.
I mean, like, people can obviously learn being there firsthand and doing things, but this side of things people don't like to learn. So we're basically talking about that and giving it to you in a way that you can pick it up quickly, basically.
And I know what I like is, like, you know, our episodes, they're educational, but the biggest feedback we get is that they're relatable, they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? They get you excited. You know, a lot of people, from my opinion, they make property look boring, innit?
Trust me.
But I think we make it look fun.
Yep.
I think we bring it to life. We make it look cool.
We've got a bit of acting in there.
Come on. Hollywood's
fine, as someone said.
So obviously, top boy, if you're recruiting, you know what I mean? Kenny's... We're all in it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
We've also got a few quizzes there.
Quizzes as well. It's interactive, like, you know what I'm saying? And you can do it in your own time as well. Do you know what I mean? So
you can go back, do it again.
This is it.
If you want to refresh our go back, do it again.
This is it. Like,
we mark you, so...
Yeah. Make sure you come correct. You can't just... You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You don't get the answers right. You don't pass, so...
That is it.
I just feel like I'm just so proud of what we created there. I think it's the first of many courses this year. Mm-hmm. There's going to be more to come. And
we've already started course number two.
Course number two's on its way already. So look out for that. But before we get into that, or before we, you know, keep plugging in the course, etc., we want to talk about our rent-to-rent journeys today.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, as we mentioned, this is our kind of like our like route into property kind of thing in terms of a strategy. So in this episode, we're going to talk about how we came across our first deals, you know, lessons we got from it. And, you know, just rent to rent as a whole, you know, what are our opinions in terms of where it is at and things like that. But why don't you kick it off, bro? Like, what was your first rent to rent? How did it come about? And tell us the whole story around it.
Okay. So what happened was, so I'm just going to fast forward all the parts that got me interested in rent to rent.
Okay, cool.
So let's just,
because you would have spoken that on the podcast.
Yeah. Let's just assume right now I want to do rent to rent.
Yeah.
That's that. So the first thing that we wanted to do, because this was over a weekend, so this was me and Goke
at the time.
We both wanted to do it, so we had both said, okay, let's try get one together.
Yeah.
Cool. So over the weekend now, we're getting all of these properties ready to call on Monday.
Yeah.
Because we're obviously still at work.
Okay, so this time you're still full-time working?
Full-time, 9 to 5,
jeez,
you know.
Louise.
So it was different. It wasn't, you know, what I have now.
Yeah.
So it was like, we were doing that, so we had got like a list of about 40 places to call.
Mad.
So this was Birmingham.
Okay.
So we were looking at Birmingham. We had got a list of like, so we had got a list of like 40 places to go.
Yeah.
Each. And then we were just like, okay, you call these ones, I'll call these ones, you call these ones, I'll call these ones,
cool.
And then we'll see. So we were just hopeful.
Okay, cool.
We'd never done any phone call before. But we just thought, you know what?
You had no script or
no script,
freestyling.
Freestyle FC. It was. Listen.
Hey, man, I remember the days.
Some of those phone calls. Hey, like, sometimes I'll just call and then my mum go blank. I'll just drop the phone.
Mad.
I didn't know what to say sometimes. And I thought, okay. Like after the first phone call, hello, hi, my name's Kenny, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to do rent to rent. After you start to get the first vibe, like, do these guys even know what I'm talking about? I mean, because this was like 2017.
Yeah.
So I was thinking to myself, these guys don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So we just kept going, like I was just basically trying to learn that way.
Yeah.
And then bit by bit, I was learning from each convo. Okay, these guys don't have a clue. So let me explain it a bit before I go into it.
Yeah.
Okay, that almost went through. But then this guy was a bit iffy. So maybe I should, you know, not be so pushy.
Okay,
so
there's
just things I was picking up.
Yeah.
After about 20 calls, I had just heard no. And some people, like even then, so this was like 5 years ago now. But even then, estate agents were like, oh, I'm tired of hearing this.
Oh, so at that
then
point,
it was still kind of saturated.
Yeah, but what area was this, by the way?
This was Birmingham City Centre.
Okay, cool. So bear in mind, Birmingham is quite a popular city. So at this point, probably they're starting to get familiar with the term, I guess, at this point. Yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah, so I don't know what rents now, but we're looking at places for like 650 then.
And these were...
And these were like... So this was Wolverhampton, actually. Yeah. Wolverhampton, Birmingham areas. We were looking at... prices between 500 to about
that's
800.
Crazy. You know, for London people,
for like a three bedroom, that's two crazy. Reception room place.
And you're renting each room what 300-400 pounds?
Yeah, so then it was about £400.
Imagine.
Like, yeah, so we're very like, yeah, let's just get this first one. Once we get this first one, we'll do it.
Yeah.
So imagine halfway through the day now, we call each other and we're like, oh man, we're not really getting anything.
Yeah.
So we just said, okay, let's just keep going. So we kept going. Eventually, we got like maybe about five viewings for the set. But then we arranged to go on the Saturday.
Okay, cool.
So, or it might have been the Friday. Okay. I'm thinking it was a Friday.
Yeah.
So arranged to go now. Driving up there, happy, smiling.
Yeah.
So as we're going up there, we're going to the first viewing.
Mm.
We're like, this is not what it looks like in the pictures.
Oh, bad thing.
You know what I mean? Like, it was ugly.
Oh, man.
It was hideous.
The rooms and just the standard of it.
The standard of it was rubbish. Everything was just rubbish. The whole thing.
Mm.
Went to another one now.
Mm.
Rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Third one. Rubbish.
Mad.
Fourth one. Rubbish. They were all just rubbish.
Yeah.
Like, they literally... Because it was like, for example, you could have a 3-bedroom, but it's really a 2-bedroom, and one of them is like a box.
That happens a lot, man.
You know what I mean?
That third bedroom,
like
you're expecting
it
to be decent size,
like a baby room
or like an office or something.
Yeah, that is it.
That's so annoying, man.
So yeah, like that's what we were getting loads of the time. Or it was just something always wrong about the place that couldn't make it ideal for what we wanted to do. So eventually, there was one that we were meant to go to, but they cancelled.
Okay.
Anyway, they called us back or something like that, where we basically called them back.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh yeah, it's over here, Wolverhampton, blah, blah, blah. You can come. And this was the end of the day. So we're just like, might as well just.
So this was the same, this is on the same Friday or Saturday. You didn't plan to see, or you planned to see it, but it got cancelled.
It kind of got brought back
at some point.
Exactly.
Day. Okay, cool.
So it just came back. Okay. But we were so like, okay, let's just leave it.
But then
we thought, do you know what? We're here, so we might as well go. Mm. But on a normal day, we would have just left it. So I thought, all right, let's go. Went there now. The road was kind of dead.
Mm.
Can't lie to you.
Mm.
It looked like... It just looked run down.
Yeah.
It just looked run down. Yeah, don't even give
it Yeah, okay. Yeah, let me
because,
get into
because
it.
Because of someone's area.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
Yeah, so it just looked run down. Like something you see in, like, I don't know.
Them slum landlords
movies.
Videos.
Yeah, it was just nuts.
Yeah.
So we went inside, though. Big.
Okay.
Big 3 double bedrooms.
Okay.
2 reception rooms each that could have like a double bed in there.
Okay.
We were just thinking, yo, this is ideal. This is literally our model.
Mm.
Went to the garden forest, huge. Mm. So we think, okay, we can fix that up. Mm. There was a bit of damp here. We could do some things to the bathroom, you know, things like that. But this was ideal.
Yeah.
It was a 10-minute walk to the station.
Mm. Okay.
So we're thinking, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
And I think at the time we only wanted 500.
Mm.
So this was cheap for us. We were like, yo, like worst case scenario, we can both cover that monthly. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like that is fine. So we did that now. And yeah, so that was basically how we got our first one. Right. We didn't actually plan on going there. We went there as like a last minute viewing. And it turned out being exactly what we wanted, but that came with a lot of lessons. You know what I mean? That came with a lot of lessons.
Before you get into that, what was that feeling though of like getting that first rent? Because it's not
like I did it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's not purchasing, but for me, when I got my first rent, it felt like I purchased a property. Pride that it felt me, I got filled with.
In my head, this was a way that I could easily make £500 extra.
That's what it was about. Yeah,
that's what it was about. So I had fully done that. So I had fully done that now. So it was like, yo, so all we have to do is find tenants. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the hard part was fully done.
And doing it as a team just makes it more fun as well. Like you're doing with your best friend essentially in that situation. It's like, it's fun. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like fun.
You both celebrate together.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Who's Aaron and
Diego.
Diego.
Shouts to them.
Shouts to them as well. Yeah, so that's like them as well.
Yeah.
Like when you partner up with someone and when you can both celebrate, like, and you can see firsthand that, you know, if you just keep trying and you don't give up, you can find something.
100%.
Like, oh, wow. 100%. So let me keep going now. But that was the first one.
Okay.
And lessons. The number one lesson that we learned is, remember I said it looked run down.
Yeah.
No matter what we put on the inside, how lovely we made it, all the painting, people are not going to pull up to a run down area. Like, or it will attract a certain type of tenant.
Was it close to city centre? How close was it to city centre?
10-minute walk.
Okay, so like WV 1, 2, 3, one of those ones. Like WV, I think I've been to that one. WV 6?
WV... I can't remember. I'll just be guessing. So so it was a rundown area, or it just looked like a rundown street. That's all it was, because really it wasn't that bad, but it was just the street. So we had some tenants that would come for the viewings and and they wouldn't turn up. Then we'd be like, huh?
I had the same thing.
Then we'll see like a message, hey guys, I haven't turned up, but it's because I just went to the area and I said no. I was like, damn,
just like that.
So we basically cut ourselves off to a lot of to a type of tenant, like the working professional kind of tenant wasn't really interested. But you did attract a lot of tenants that maybe didn't mind that sort of thing, like a lot of builders that were working locally. A lot of people that worked in the factories. So it wasn't all bad, but it was just, okay, I had to lower my budget a bit, you know, so just things like that.
Okay, cool. So you say the biggest lesson is location in the sense.
Yeah. Like that was in terms of, like that was my lesson learned for that. Okay, particular situation, which made me a bit more conscious about places that I picked in the future. But in terms of the location itself, 10-minute walk away from the station still did attract like some type of tenants.
Okay, cool. What I'll do is I'll tell you my story, I'll tell you my lesson, but then I think at the end we should just give maybe some lessons, you know, throughout your rent-to-rent journey that, you know, would be beneficial.
Okay.
You know, these are extra to the for the course, you get me, guys, we've got coming. But similar to your story, it's so crazy because obviously I know your lot's story, but even hearing it back again, obviously I forgot bare bits.
Yeah.
I'm like, obviously, your lot's story inspired my story a little bit, because so I'll go into it quickly. I mean, it's fuzzy because obviously, like you said, it's like my journey started a bit after your lot's journey, in 2018 with rent to rent. But yeah, long story short, went to an event. It was a property event. At this point, I was like, you know what, I've done all right in life. You know, I've got a degree. You know, I've got my license now. You know, I've done a couple little things, but I don't really feel like in my lane I've really done that. And my lane, I mean like business. I haven't really done anything really. I was like, okay, cool. So maybe I can get property. That's going to be my thing. And I went to a property course, realised that, look, I ain't got enough money. But they spoke about this rent-to-rent thing. So I was like, okay, maybe this could be the thing I do. I thought, no, at this point, I didn't really think people knew about it. But I thought, let me try it. So I called Goke and I said, yo, bro, I'm looking to try this rent-to-rent thing. Don't shut me down. I'm going to try this thing called rent-to-rent. He was like, oh, no, boy, like me and my boy Kenny, like we started this already. Like, look, we've got like, I think that's probably maybe like 2 or 3. So we've got 2 or 3, like come check it out, like blah, blah, blah. And And yeah, like if you think you're interested in it, just go for it. Like just go for it. So I called my, and he said that incidentally, one of my other friends, one of my closest friends, was trying to do it as well, was interested in it as well.
Oh, wow.
So shout out to my boy Josh. I called him. I called Josh and I said, "Yo, Josh, like I heard that you're looking into rent-to-rent thing. I'm down. Like, why don't you put some money together and give it a crack?" So yeah, that's how it started, basically, long story short. And what happened after that is that I flew up to, again, Wolverhampton, Birmingham, looking in those areas, and tried to find a deal. I kind of learned from online and from you guys and talking to Gokke and stuff, like a bit of how to run it and how to find one. And then from there, I just started calling agents. And at that time, I was working in one tech company doing like web development. And literally, yeah, just on my lunch break, calling agents, literally every, I just booked the calls. Sorry, I would have the agents and all the list of links for the properties.
Yeah.
And just on my lunch break, I'll go around the corner instead of going with the team to lunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to be the antisocial guy isn't it? Yeah.
For that 2 weeks, I just go and I would call agents. And I remember calling like 10, 20 agents in an hour. Like you said, not really knowing what to say, just freestyling. Did I have a script? I feel like I mustered together a script from like what I heard from you guys and like what I heard online and stuff. But yeah, managed to find the property. I can't even remember like the whole day of going down, but I remember just seeing the property. This was in Wolverhampton City Centre, again, similar to you. This is literally WV1. And it was a stone throw away from the stadium and a literally like a 7 minute walk from the university and like a
perfect
9 minute walk from the city centre. And walked into the house and it was already a ready-made HMO. So like it was a mini mall, like four bed rooms, and you got the downstairs and the three bedrooms upstairs. Single bedroom was small but big enough, but they even like structured it in a way where they got like a desk and everything. Everything was basically there. I didn't need to put pretty much a penny in. And I remember getting the deal. The guy was like, I was like, yeah, I'm looking to do this rent to rent thing. And funny enough for him, he kind of understood it. So he was an agent, but he maybe was a property investor as well, I think. So he kind of knew what I was talking about. So he was like, oh yeah, like this could be your first one. We've got quite a few in the area. So if it works out, we can hook you up. I was just thinking, right, like I've got my way in. And I remember like literally doing viewings and fixing up the place and stuff like that. And I remember after like, I think we put like, with the deposit and everything else, I think maybe we put like $2,000 into it, maybe something like that. And I remember, no, not $2,000. We put like £1,000 into it. Just over £1,000 in terms of rent, because it was 650 or £600 more, something around that region. So it was like just over $1,000. That was like $1,200 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I remember after like 3 weeks, we had gotten two tenants that covered all the cost of it, that of the first initial investment. And I was like, right, like, just like that.
It's
like,
crazy, isn't it?
Just like that, we're like, we got one and we've got people in. And that first £1,000, because he paid like 3 months ahead, I remember one of the first guys that joined, I was like, this is mad. Like, where have I got? I made a bag in like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, like this.
Made £1,000 in 2 weeks. That
was
just like that.
That was so lovely, man. But yeah, man, I mean, in terms of my lessons, again, the story is a bit fuzzy because it's been a while. But in terms of the lessons, I think it's exactly the same, bro. Like, I mentioned that the house was in good condition. It was like right in city centre. But for whatever reason, this road, not even like the area was a bit suspect, but the road specifically, like it seemed
like it was cursed.
honestly, that's the perfect word to do. Sometimes there'll be times where I roll up to the property and they'd be like, it'll be just a parade on that one road. Like the noise on it is just so mad.
No way.
And it'll be like trash. You know, they just leave trash at the end of the road.
Yeah.
Like they don't even pull it in, the people collect it. It's like they just abandoned this road.
Oh, really?
And they just leave trash at the end of the road. And if you enter the road from one side, it looked brilliant. Like the road looked calm because it was in the middle of the street. But if you came from the other side, it's nuts. So I used to always tell people, meet me at the stadium.
You say you to me at the stadium, walk.
And I walk the route that I think makes sense.
See,
sorry, guys,
but that's adjusting.
That's adjusting to the situation, guys. Don't judge me. But obviously, I'll get them to come this side, and then eventually, the first year I would say went well. After that, I think the area started to get even more worse, and there was you started to hear about the street and really what it was about in it. So
yeah,
the biggest lesson was just to to actually, you know, when you get to the property, walk around the street. Don't just don't just focus on the property. Don't just focus on the numbers like, oh, it's next to the city centre or whatever.
Mm.
Actually go out there and look around and, you know, put yourself in the shoes of the, any tenant and say, would I be feel comfortable living here kind of thing?
Yeah.
And yeah, I think the landlord as well, they were a bit quiet. I would have probably wanted to be in contact with them a bit more in order to kind of do some works in the house as well, because there was like the kitchen was a bit older than I wanted it. But it was hard to kind of get in contact with him sometimes, so that was another thing.
The first place was pretty poor in terms of
like quality.
Like, we didn't think to actually ask the landlord if they could do things for a while either, because we thought, oh, they ain't gonna want to do that.
We
just have to use our own money stuff like that. But after a while we thought, let's just ask them, like, what's going on. I mean, but yeah, man, it's just bringing back memories. Like, I actually thought about it, and there was another hurdle. Like,
what was that?
Actually talking to estate agents and actually signing the paperwork for the first time, and them even saying yes to you, like all of the details that they ask you, like your business.
Did you have to have a guarantor or anything like that?
Yeah, no, it was dependent on who we went with.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what happened was, the first guy that we went with, that we were talking to, that was taking us a bit seriously, it was okay. And then they were obviously saying, yeah, you need to have a combined income of 70k between you two, and just and that was the only thing really. So if things didn't work, at least you've got that to be coming in. So this was all new to us, by the way. Remember, we're young, we don't, I mean, we were, nowadays, you know, now that I look back, it wasn't that young. But to us, this is new.
You look, you've been 26, 25.
Yeah, like 25, 26. So we were young. We didn't know a thing about setting up any type of business, all the things you had to do. We just knew that we had set one up and we're ready to go. So, yeah, we're there now. And we're thinking, okay, we can do this. And then another guy didn't really care about that.
Okay.
He basically, like, liked me and Goke. You know, he understood it. It made sense to him.
Yeah.
And then we went there. Yeah. And it was fine. Like, I'm trying to remember who it was. I'm trying to remember who it was that did it. You're moving the camera. I can't remember the company.
Yeah.
Might have been Martin and Co. Might have been like one of them.
Yeah.
And it was, so it was really weird. Like, we just kept getting viewings with the same guys. We got to know their names and everything like that. Because what people don't realize is that a lot of people, if you haven't been registered and haven't been trading for over 2 years, then they may not even work with you.
Mm.
So, I mean,
that's
so
another hurdle.
Yeah, so that was a hurdle. So sometimes you needed guarantors, like you said. But in our case, we didn't need one.
Yeah. You know, just speaking on rent to rent as a whole, I think one of the biggest things for me. Just speaking on rent to rent as a whole, one of the biggest things for me was just like just getting into the property world, like understanding like just the way it works, and as you know, what you said there is like, it's not just with rent to rent, it's with every deal. Like, sometimes you need people on the team just to give you that, like, how can I say, like that professionalism, do you know what I mean? Like, to act to be on the team as a way to just show that you're serious, you know. Maybe they've got a higher salary than you. Maybe that they have they've been in the game longer than you. I know for development deals, for example, you can't just, you know, go to a company and say, or invest and say, I want to raise $500,000 without having people on the team that have that experience. But you don't necessarily have to have done anything. You just have to have people on the team that can show that for you. And that was the first time I saw that in rent to rent, with like a guarantor. I think I had my brother or my friend as a guarantor for one of my first rent to rents. And that was because, like they said, you needed a combined income of, like, I think at the time it was like 70, whatever it was. So I think that's another key, man. But I think in a nutshell, what we're saying is, look, rent to rent is a great strategy. I think it was a stepping stone for all of us to get into the game. It's taught us so many lessons. I think it teaches you the fundamentals, essentially, of property.
Because you do a bit of everything.
Like,
you do a bit of everything.
You look at the bigger deals, and you're looking at purchases, and you're looking at doing bigger deals.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise is the same. You're finding a property in a good location. You're doing it up. You're going to have to put in tenants in there. Do you know what I mean? You have to manage them.
Mm-hmm.
You might be project managing a little bit of refurb, whatever, but it's all kind of the same. Do you know what I mean? It's all kind of the same. It's just a higher level of the same thing. And I feel like rent to rent kind of gave me that confidence that, you know, actually I can do this property thing. Like, I ain't got to feel like, you know, it's too scary or whatever. And looking back, although it's not the only strategy we do now, it's still something that, you know what I mean?
We think it's good for cash flow as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, like when you're seeing that money coming in, you're happy. You know what I mean? And yeah, it, like you said, it just teaches you the basics. It teaches you everything that you really need to know about property, really and truly. Yeah. You learn about how to manage tenants. You learn about contracts.
Yeah.
You know, you learn about, you know, the pressure of finding tenants. You know what I mean? Things can get really
And when you've got the tenants, managing them as well.
Yeah, how to manage tenants.
There's so many different personalities. Yep. And
I remember, like, even with our first tenant, like, when the contracts run out, we didn't even realise for, like, a month or two. Or I feel like it was either that or we got to it and we were panicking, thinking, wait, so what do we do when it runs out?
Yeah, we had to go research that.
And that's why the course is so good, because all of the questions that we had, we're putting it in there so that you can understand as well. Like, you get what happens next and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, so there's so many lessons.
So many lessons, man. And you know what is it? If we had the rent-to-rent course when we started, I think it would have given us an extra boost of confidence that we could reach out to people who can answer our questions. Mm-hmm. We've got something we can refer back to. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, you're just not making the silly mistakes that you'd make if you didn't have it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think, you know what I mean? Like, as you can see already, we're plugging the course because it's that good.
That's what we're about, though, to be honest, because this is the reason why we wrote the book.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, how to actually buy a house. Yeah, like, what do all of the terms mean?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
making
what's
it
the
simple,
process?
Isn't it?
Yeah, just making things simple.
Yeah.
And that did really well.
Yeah.
Still doing well. Exactly. So we know that this is going to do well as well. Yeah, so
man. I'm excited, guys. So the course is out there. I think this episode was great. Obviously, it's just the intro.
Well, I mean, it isn't out yet, but
it's not out yet. Sorry, it's out this coming week.
Yeah.
It's out this coming week, so you'll be seeing a lot of information on it online.
Yeah.
You got any final words on it?
The first week that it's out, there's going to be a discount, obviously.
Yeah.
For patrons as well.
Yeah.
There's going to be a significant discount
exactly
for you guys as well, because you know you're special.
Exactly. Always supporting us, so we appreciate you. So
of course.
Yeah, man. Can't wait. I can't wait for Rent to Rent month. There's going to be hopefully doing some walkthroughs as well. I'm looking to talk to some of the guests and see if I can go over to the actual rent-to-rents and show them physically as well.
Yeah.
So you get to get the education and also the visuals around it as well. So, yeah, man, excited for this month. Hope you guys get the course and hope, you start to, you know, we can help a lot of people on their rent-to-rent journey. And,
yeah, come
you know,
on,
their property, their property journey as a whole.
Can't wait. And this is the best rent-to-rent course
come on
out there.
It really is. So yeah. I think they've been waiting for us to drop a course. Like, the book was great, but
you
know, our personalities don't really get to show through the book. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas in the course, I feel like we get to add a little bit of flair as well as the educational side. Mm-hmm. So, do you know what I mean? I feel like it's a nice fit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's some visuals in there as well.
And we've made it cheap, affordable as well.
Exactly.
Because especially with a discount for the first week that it's out. Because we know that a lot of the listeners are, you know, younger, still trying to, you know, make something.
Yeah.
So, you know, we didn't want to make it like, oh my days, I have to say what, for months and months and months just to afford this course. So
yeah.
Cool.
All right, cool, man. Well, hope you enjoyed the episode. We'll be back soon. So yeah, stay blessed, stay invested.
Peace.
Early in the morning, late at night, it don't even matter what time it is. President Roller, RM, Wade. Whenever I found time, it's okay. ATL, Jacob. You pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I sip on codeine, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere a nigga going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself cause you can't leave me alone. Gossip and messy, it ain't what we doing.